Hello everyone, welcome to my presentation about providing external connectivity to containers using a userland TCP/IP stack. So first, a few words about myself. My name is Christophe Ferjeau. I've been working at Red Hat for 10 years now. I used to be working in the virtualization team on the SPICE protocol, which is used to remotely connect to virtual machines. But nowadays, I'm working in the CodeReady containers team. So today we'll be discussing two things. First, I will quickly present CodeReady containers because it's not necessarily familiar to everyone here. And then I will be talking about how we achieve user-mode networking in CodeReady containers. So what is CodeReady containers? It's a way of running a Red Hat OpenShift 4 cluster on your laptop or on your desktop, basically on any machine that you have locally. Red Hat OpenShift, it's a product from Red Hat, which provides an enterprise-ready Kubernetes container platform. I quoted something from the website. So why do we want to run a cluster on a local laptop? It's mostly for development or testing. You quickly start a cluster using CRC. In a few minutes, you get a pristine OpenShift 4 cluster on your local machine. Then you do your development, you do your testing, you can break the cluster as much as you want. And then you can just delete it and recreate it fairly quickly without impacting production, without impacting anybody else, and also without using resources on remote clouds, which could be expensive. So this works on Linux, on macOS, and on Windows, so you have a client for all these platforms. And we have work in progress to offer more than OpenShift 4 clusters, but to also offer a Podman-only runtime. The main target for that is to have a way to run Podman containers on macOS and on Windows. And so the user-mode networking stack that I'm going to present, it's used when we use CodeReady containers with an OpenShift 4 cluster, but it's also in use when you use it to run containers on macOS and on Windows using this. So under the hood, what do? We have a Go binary, which is called CRC. So I might call CodeReady containers CRC in the rest of this presentation. It's easier to pronounce, quicker. And together with that binary, we ship a pre-generated virtual machine image. In this image, what we did was to run the OpenShift installer. And once the installation was done, we stopped everything and we packaged that together with the Go binary to ship that to our users. And then once you have downloaded all of this, you just run CRC start, and it's going to instantiate a VM and to use that pre-generated virtual machine image to get the OpenShift 4 cluster. So it runs on macOS, Linux, and Windows, and depending on the platform, it will be using some native hypervisors, so QEMU KVM on Linux, HyperKit on macOS, and Hyper-V on Windows. And so since a few releases, we've been using a user mode networking stack for VM networking. But when you are using this Podman support I mentioned before on macOS and on Windows, you can use it on Linux, but it's less useful on Linux. So on macOS and on Windows, we will be creating a Linux virtual machine and then running your Podman containers inside that VM. So what I'm going to present regarding this VM user mode networking, it's going to be relevant to these containers running on macOS and on Windows. So the user-mode networking. So first, why do we need that? It makes the VM networking much easier to configure because we're running on multiple platforms, we're running on multiple hypervisors, and it was a bit messy to configure the networking on each of the platforms. Sometimes you need to have a bridge device and to make sure that user can connect with this bridge device. On Windows, you need something a bit different. On macOS, it was again different. And then, sometimes you had subtle bugs related to some local configuration the user had done. So all in all, it was quite complicated to directly use the VM networking provided by the hypervisor. This also gives us consistent IP addressing because on the multiple hypervisor, you never get IP addresses in the same range and this kind of thing. So it was also adding some useless differences between the platforms. But the main reason why we started that was because we had issues with firewalls or VPNs on some customers' machine, which were like too strict for what we needed. So the firewalls would be blocking either the traffic from the VM to the outside network, or even traffic between the host and the VM. And we had no easy way of avoiding that. And same thing for the VPNs. Sometimes the VPNs would decide, oh, okay, all the traffic from the host has to go through the VPN. But if we have a VM running locally, right, we want the networking to go to the VM. Because if the VPN decides to send this traffic from the host to the VM, if the traffic goes to the VPN, right, then it's not going to work because the VPN won't know about our VM and won't be able to send that traffic to the VM. So using user-mode networking, we could solve those various issues, which was very nice for us. So how do we achieve that? So the main part of the user-mode networking is in a separate component, which is called device.tab-vsoc. It's written in Go. And as you can see, it's in the github.com/containers namespace, which is the same namespace as Pwnman. And this is because it's shared between at least two projects. The known users are CRC, code ready containers, but also Pwnman machine, which is something kind of new.